Yum. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hairs and tears. How was Marty?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzing.
Is that you, Callum?
A bit of AI.
It was a bit of AI.
Very nice. Okay. Marty is playing the girly quiz this morning with Dave away on his holidays. We have decided, I think, that despite Marty's score, it's not going to affect Dave's score of the year. Okay? Dave's sticking where he is. But for now, in case you're brand new to this game, Martin has three questions to face over the next little while. He needs to get all three correct to win the week. But he does have a couple of lifelines that will help him through. One is a Simplify, and the other is his phone a female. And it's the lovely Rachel on to give you a hand this morning, Martin.
Hiya, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
All good.
How's your morning going? Tell me a bit about what's happening in here, and we're going to see if you're qualified to actually be the phone a female first.
I'm on the way to work, so I'm having a bar morning.
Oh, no way. Well, tell us a bit about yourself. Where do you work?
I work in a jeweler's.
Okay, good. So, like, if there's any questions about engagement rings or earrings or anything that the women wear, that's good to know. You'll tick those boxes.
Okay, jewellery is a big tick for Rachel. Martin will definitely need you at some point. The other thing to mention is, if there are little ears in the car on the way to school this morning, the girly quiz tends to go into uncharted waters, and we don't know what this mad lad is like. I know, we know what Dave's capable of. We don't know what Marcy's capable of. So just keep your hand on the dial. And we are going back into classic questions this morning because Marty's here, and some of them are a bit spicy, to be honest with you. So just bear in mind, if there's kids in the car, just hover over the dial and see, because this fella's mental.
is Rachel going to be okay with the spicy questions? Hopefully
she'll be fine.
Okay, Rachel, thanks again for doing this
on the girly quiz this week. Marty, is what is the brand Babyliss best known for?
Babyliss,
the brand Babyliss, what's it best known for?
Am I allowed to ask you how you spell it?
Yes. B-A-B-Y-L-I-S-S.
Oh, there's a word. The word baby is
the word baby is in there, correct.
Babyliss. I mean, the initial thought is like something to do with mothers looking after their babies. Then the liss. What does liss mean? What? Why are you laughing? Liss. Oh, I don't want to have to use one of the lifelines in the first question.
Baby Babyliss. So,
Babyliss.
Have you heard of it?
No.
You've never. That brand is just not at
like,
all.
The first thing that came to mind was like Baby Bell. But like, little baby cheese. Is in that, and it's about little cheese. little cheese circles. Little cheese circles. That's got nothing to do with babies.
It's almost like the really like, what would you say, the good for you Baby Bell, you know, minus all the shite.
Yeah.
Babyliss.
So yeah, so I can't. So there's I'm really sorry. I can simplify, or I can.
You
use
can
Rachel.
Simplify, or you can go to Rachel.
It's can we bring Rachel in for this?
Of course.
Please,
you can.
I want to phone my female because it's nothing to do with cheese, I don't think.
Rachel.
This is why I didn't want to do this. You're going to ruin my career.
Rachel.
Hi,
Martin,
Rachel. I'm so
morning.
Sorry. I need
You've
you straight off the
30
bat.
30 seconds on the clock. The question is, what is the brand Babyliss best known for?
Rachel.
A hair dryer for hair. Yeah.
Are you sure? Because Baby Bell is cheese. Why are you laughing as well? No, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. This is it. No. Rachel, so
it's definitely for hair.
Definitely for hair. But like what? It's a hair dryer. It's a hair brand.
Yeah.
It's a hair styling brand. Can I say that?
Hair brand.
It's a hair brand. Okay. I'm going to go with Rachel's answer in this. Babyliss is a hair brand.
Final answer?
My final answer, Rachel. We need you on this.
Yes, oh. You did it.
Sorry.
Nothing to do with cheese.
No, but like, who named that brand?
I know it is a bit silly, isn't it?
What's the list stand for then?
It does remind me, like, you could actually call it like a contraceptive pill, Babyliss.
Oh, very good. You know? Rachel, do you use Babyliss? Or what's his
name? Babyliss.
Babyliss.
No, but I used to.
I used to, okay.
I used the hairdresser's hairdryer now.
Okay,
oh,
very good.
You've upgraded.
Yeah.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Rachel, you're a gem. Thank
on
you.
On the way to you. Thank you so much this morning. So yeah, they make hair appliances, especially tools for hairstyling at home or in salons. Let's crack on to question number two. One out of one so far. One of my favourite classic questions. Martin, if a lady was going in for a Hollywood, what would she be doing?
Oh no, I know this, but I don't know which one it is.
Sorry?
Isn't there like different types? I know. How specific do I have to be on the answer?
Very.
Yes. Oh no, don't do that. I can't say this stuff on the radio, can I?
Yes, you can. If you were going in for Hollywood, so what would you be doing?
Well, like beating around the bush here a little bit with whatever. Like,
that's exactly.
Do you know when like you're on an airplane and you're landing and you land on the landing strip?
Yeah.
It's not that. Am I right?
I can't tell you anything.
No.
You're beating around the bush now.
Yeah. Or I'm not, if you get a Hollywood, I guess. Am I right in saying that?
I'm looking ahead. I can't help you.
I'm going to have to simplify this because I know it's one of the bits that go away from the bit down there.
Oh my God, he's so not used to this, is he?
What?
It's about pubic hair and the vaginal region.
I'm filling in and covering and trying to do my best here without, you know, not being... Mean told I can't come back. Simplify it, please, Emma.
Okay, if you were popping in for Hollywood, what would you be doing? Is it A, going for a bikini wax? Or is it B, getting a curly blow dry?
Oh, I knew that. I thought you said specifics. You're going in for a bikini wax.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yay!
No, that wasn't fair. You said specifics. I could have just said you're going in to get rid of it all.
A full hair removal.
A full hair removal.
Which includes,
I wasn't sure.
Which includes, and this is a warning, if you're new to bikini waxes like I was about 2 years ago and got the fright of my life.
Oh.
The back as well.
Yeah. Oh.
They give you a spin over and they say, pull your cheeks apart.
They do not.
And I thought the world was ending.
Callum, have you ever had one of them?
I haven't, no. But Emma told the entire story on the radio once and it was the worst moment of my life.
The whole story.
Great story, though.
It was a great story. I just didn't expect the flip around, to be honest.
I feel hard done by in this, but go on.
Right, he's on his own.
Question number three, and you are on your own. You have no help on this one. You're completely on your own. Martin, apart from their colours, what's the difference between a green and a yellow box of Tampax?
No.
Come on, you can do it.
This is no. So green means go, yellow means caution. That's what I have in my head at the traffic light. But then why is there no red Tampax? They should have the three colours, shouldn't
the
three they?
Colours, the red.
Because red, if it was red, it'd be like put them in slowly. If the yellow was, you can go faster, but be cautious. And the green would be like just shove it up there.
Oh my God.
So
I can't believe you just said shove it up there in the radio. That's worse than Dave has ever said.
You told me I could say whatever I want. Now you're telling me I said something. the green one can go right up there, slides on in, and the yellow, you just got to be careful with it. Like, that's what I'm going with. Like, I don't know. I don't know what else to say here. The size, actually.
Right.
Well,
but why would you need different sizes? For what reason?
Because they're all come in different shapes and sizes. I don't know, as in the
you think it's based on the shape?
The shape, yeah.
Okay, I need a final answer here on something.
Okay, I'm just going to go completely rogue. I'm going to go with the flow. If you've a lot flowing, you take the green one. And if you've less flowing, you take the yellow one. That's what I'm going with.
Final answer?
Final answer. Yay! What?
He's just got
no, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
What? No, I didn't. Yes. Is that right? Yes. Oh my God. It's all about the flow. Yes.
It's all about the flow, baby.
Oh my God. I cannot believe it.
Flow.
Wait, did the green is it loads? And,
yeah.
And what, the, why is there no red then? Because then no one has none, I guess. Is that what
matter.
It is?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
I cannot believe that. Stop that.
Man, I'm so happy.
And I've won a P45 probably as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to repeat what you said about shoving. But anyway, it's Kygo on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Marty all this week and next week. And if you missed it, Marty just absolutely smashed the girly quiz. It was an amazing girly quiz.
I appreciate
quiz.
You saying smash. I wouldn't say smashed it now.
You did. You did really, really well. If you missed it, our podcast is fully charged, recharged. You can grab it later on. But Ivona was in touch on the back of the girly quiz.
My God, guys. This was so funny. Other people driving past me this morning probably think I'm insane because I'm laughing my head off in the car.
So good. Well done.
I hope you're laughing with me.
The theory of the Tampax colours and the traffic lights will never leave my brain. I'll never ever sit at traffic lights.
There's a market for red ones out there now.
I will never sit at traffic lights again and not think of tampons. Tricky, tricky.